So she is a good model of a pondering woman, but of course the greatest model of a pondering person, well, after our Lord, who was, of course, he was God. So God and man, and he took that time out with his Heavenly Father, going off to the desert, going off to be alone. You cannot ponder unless you have times of silence and times of prayer. You will not be a person who can reflect on what's happening around you and really evaluate it unless you take time away. Take off the earbuds, put off all noise, computer, don't look at the computer, turn off the television, no music, get rid of Alexa, everything, and just be still. And then God can guide you, and you can ponder and learn wonderful things. But of course, also we want to remember our Heavenly Mother, the Blessed Mother, because in scriptures, it says a few times that after different things happened when Jesus was young and after he was lost in the temple, she pondered all these things in her heart. And that's what we want to do. So life is worth pondering. Most people today hardly ponder. They don't think about things. They just do things without any thought and sometimes have great regrets. And many people are being led astray in their thinking because, first of all, they're not taking time to think, and then they have no true principles which are guiding their thoughts. And so now I want to give you the purpose of what these shows hope to accomplish. They'll be different. There's all kinds of topics that I wish to share with you, things that just, because I am a ponderer, I'm always thinking, and it's a little overwhelming. I can hear something on the news or read something in a book or hear a line at church, and it brings new thoughts and new insights. And so those are the kinds of things I want to share with you so that you can get insights. And you cannot really form correct thinking unless you have a background of knowledge also. So I know God can teach us in simplicity, and we need to always be simple. But if you don't know anything, you cannot compare what you know to what people tell you, and you won't know whether it's true or false. So it's important to keep reading and evaluating what you hear, because there's a lot of false messages around. So the purpose, the first purpose is of this, of Life is Worth Pondering, is to introduce you to a variety of topics that you might not hear about in many places today. Second, it is to bring you more fully into the practices of our faith. And if you are not Catholic, you'll find it interesting nevertheless. I know sometimes, because there are just a few people on my mailing list who are not Catholic, and one lady wrote that she felt one of my roles is to help non-Catholics understand Catholics better, which I thought was very beautiful. But for Catholics, there are many things that they have not learned and do not know. And so if you understand what we believe, it just enriches your life so much more. So I want to teach about the practices of our faith so that you can understand them more completely and develop habits of prayer and virtue for yourself and your family. Then also I want to teach more about prayer, because it's a lot of people don't know about prayer, and I'm not just talking about saying prayers, but actually prayer, like what St. Teresa of Avila and St. John of the Cross have taught us about, and also St. Ignatius of Loyola, St. Francis of Assisi, St. Francis de Sales. There are so many beautiful teachers about prayer throughout the centuries that teach us things, and why not learn their wisdom? But I also want to teach you more about reading the Bible, because truly, Catholics, for the most part, very few of them, sadly, pick up a Bible during the week and actually sit down with it and allow it to teach them what they should be learning from our Lord, especially in the Gospels, from St. Paul, from the Epistles, And in the Old Testament, there are, especially the Psalms, the prayers that our Lord knew, that he grew up with, that Our Lady knew, that Saint Joseph and all the apostles, they were all Jewish. So the Old Testament, we must know that too, or we won't become like Jesus. Because how can you become like him unless you learn all about him? And the greatest source of that information is the Bible. So I want to teach you more about that.